Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Queen's Lounge with your sexy host.
Hey, y'all, hey, oh, hey, y'all, hey, oh.
I'm begging for a fraction of your satisfaction. I'm feeling for some action. I'm feeling this magic. I'm woozy like I'm tipsy. Then why am I tripping? I'm digging on your switch and I'm quick with the quickness. And sure, so equipped, but I'm digging the business. Damn, I need a fix, mama. Give me the business. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't understand what's coming over me. Like a drug girl, I'm talking like a fiend in the street. So from I need a hit every day of the week. So good it's got me numbing. Now I'm thinking in tongues. She got that earthquake.
And you're listening to www.lushradioonline.com with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And you know I have to start it off. I got a hot topic. I got a hot artist. I got Vicey Vice on tonight. I can't wait. I'm excited. I mean, me and Vice go way back. He's one of them great hustler friends. You know what I mean? If you tell him, listen, I got a bottle of water, we're about to sell some, he in the corner with you. So shout out to Vice. I can't wait to speak to him. He'll be on later on in the show. But that's his song. Those that want to check out the video, go to YouTube or just go on my page, the Queen's Lounge page, the group page that we got going. We got the video posted. The video is on fire. People are loving it. It's posted on there. People are already leaving their comments. feel free to go and leave your comments as well. You know, show him some love. Let him know that his hard work has paid off. I like the video. You know what I'm saying? You know, and everybody knows, I'm not being hypocritical because, you know, I'm into the positive movement. I don't like no disrespect of the women. But the video is a party song. You know what I mean? It's no disrespect. It's a party song. It's a feel-good song, you know? So it's appropriate for the Queen's Lounge, and that's why I'm playing it. And I'm standing by it. I'm standing by it. I like it. Let me go to the phone lines real quick. Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter. I'm at E2K, Lush Radio Online, E2K Enterprise, PR Flags Up, IHH Parade. And make sure to follow Vice at the, which is DA Talent, and the, another D and the number one. So make sure you're following him on the Twitter as well. You know, show him that love. Let him know that you heard his Twitter on here. I'm going on the phone line, 305. 305, you're on with Emma E2K. It's the Queen's Lounge, baby. 305, you're on the air. Okay, 1, 2, 3, and that's the 3-second rule. People, when you call in and I go on the line and you don't speak, I give you 3 seconds to speak. If you don't, that tells me that all you want to do is listen to the show, and it's all good. Please feel free to call in and just listen to the show via your cell phones. It's all good. I don't, you know, no need to hang up, and I won't, I'm going to keep you on. I won't, you know, release the call. I got enough room for plenty of calls, all those calls that are already coming in. So shout out to everybody that's calling in, 347-826-7722. And those that are listening on the website and all type of ways that there is to listen to the show, I appreciate it. Stay hanging out with me because you already know Vice is coming soon, and I can't wait. Let me hit you with the new Keisha Cole in the meantime.
Young Moolah, baby.
Yeah. Y'all ready?
Worry about that other hoe. Cause that other hoe worry about another hoe. Yeah, you
say it's over, but you still fussing. You just clumsy, always tripping over nothing. That other, just that other. I give her space and give you the mothership. We can't let her tell on what we do. I told you if you ride or die, then I'll be your seatbelt. In sickness and in health, a rich poor, and I stay rich. But love is a beautiful thing. And I'm riding with a girl named Keisha, smoking on.
Oh,
already know where you're at. You already know where you're at and what you're listening to. The Queen's Lounge on LushRadioOnline.com with your sexy host, ME2K. And we're here another week, man. I started it off with the earthquake because today we're having live Vicey Vice. And, you know, he'll be on to be interviewed a little later on. We're about to play some music, give some information. I'm going to shout out the sponsors, which is LushRadioOnline.com and E2K Enterprise and PR Flags Up, so which is Puerto Rican Flags Up. Everybody's following their page, and if you're not, make sure you go follow it on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook, Lush Radio Online. Make sure you go to the Lush Radio Online Worldwide Exposure page. You can submit your videos and your music up on there. If you have a drop for us, you can leave it there too or email it to lushradioonline@gmail.com. So tonight's hot topic, because you know I was going to have a hot topic. Tonight's hot topic is brought to you by Goya CLK. And I went to his page and he was talking about women having multiple baby daddies. And so I want to talk about that. Women having multiple baby daddies. How many baby daddies is too many? You know, too many? Three, four, five? Like, what is really obsessive of baby daddies? And are these ladies considered repeat offenders? You know, because when you repeat something on and on, you consider a repeat offender, right? I mean, I'm not judging, please. And let me, for those that are listening and may listen to the show later on, I'm not judging any women that have multiple baby daddies. Everybody has their reason, their reasoning, or whatever. I'm just saying, you know, I just want to touch on the topic because it's a real topic. I know multiple women that have multiple baby daddies, and I'm sure everyone listening has at least one or two or knows them or has them or related to them. Why do you think this is happening? Why do you think this is an epidemic that couples cannot stay together and just have, you know, bear children amongst them and then that's it? Or why is it so wrong for the woman to be in a relationship, have a child, and then, you know, the relationship didn't work out, she begins a new relationship and has another child. And again, it doesn't work out. And she has another child, and it doesn't work out. Should she stop having kids? I mean, maybe this is what she wants to do. Who are we, or who deems, or who says, you know, where the limit is at on baby daddies? You know, anybody want to chime in, call in? I'm going to go back to the phone line to see if you want to speak. Remember, you don't have to. I'll give you the three-second rule, and, you know, you don't want to speak or say nothing, you don't have to. But 305, you're on with MA2K. If you want to touch on this topic right now, you're on the air. 305-924. No? 1, 2, 3? Okay. No problem. You can stay, you know, on hold. Remember, you can also, if you don't want to call in and touch on the topic, you can leave it on the group page, which is the Queen's Lounge. And if you don't know how to get there, just get to Emma E2K on the Facebook, and there's a link on there, and you can go to the group page and leave your comments, leave your shout-outs, you know, whatever you leave there, I'll read it, you know what I mean? If you don't want to call or whatever, it's all good. Shout-out to all my queens worldwide from everywhere listening, you know. Shout-out to y'all. I see y'all. Y'all support me. You know, I love you to death, man. Don't forget to continue to follow us. And check out www.iamviceverse.com. Check out that website. Go check out the video. Vice will be here soon.
Single word.
woman's voice, man. Peace to the Queen Adele, man. You're listening to the Queen's Lounge on LushRadioOnline.com. And right before the song, I was discussing the topic for today, which is women having multiple baby daddies and how many baby daddies is too many. And are these ladies considered repeat offenders? I'm going into the phone lines. Just letting you know, if you don't want to speak, I give you the 3-second rule, and you just don't say nothing. I keep you on hold, and you can continue to listen to the show. You don't have to hang up, so fear not, all right? I'm going to the phone lines. 407, you're on with Emma E2K. Would you like to touch on the topic?
Yes, I definitely will. Hey, Emma, what's up?
Keith, who's this?
This is Yvette, the diva. How are you, sweetie?
The diva. Thank you for calling in. I was going to give him your shout, but I'm glad you called in. Shine on this, lady. Shine on it, queen.
Definitely, definitely. This is going to be a very controversial topic tonight. I'm definitely going to
yes,
give you the heads
I'm
up. But
I'm hoping. I'm hoping. I'm doing it on purpose.
But as you mentioned earlier, it is. I believe it all depends, you know. It all depends on the situation, and it's easier for the men to complain about, oh, my gosh, she's got all these different baby daddies, because they're not the ones that have that connection and are having the children. It's easier for them to say that. I do have different baby daddies. They are 15 years apart, and I can't tell the next woman, you know, okay, I could say if you have 4 or 5 kids and they're within 9 months of each other, you're doing something that's not right. Because not everybody's going to fall in love just once or twice in their life.
Right.
And there are times that you're going to think you're falling in love and you fall, and next thing you know, you're having a baby. I mean, it's really, really hard to point the finger at anybody and say, hey, what you're doing is wrong. Because I know plenty of mothers out there that just have one child and do not know how to take care of that child with one baby daddy. While there's other women out there with 3 different baby daddies and are doing the right thing and raising their children right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to touch on this topic, like, to judge any woman, because everybody has their story. You know, we don't know, you know, what they're going through, what they experienced, how they got to that point. But you make a valid point, which is saying if you have 3 and 4 and then 9 months, from, you know what I'm saying, none of them have reached a full year in between each of them, that's a cause for concern. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not only that, okay, who's taking care of these children? Because that's another topic that steps in. And, you know, can you give them all the love that they need? Because if you're bouncing that way, you know, you're going into a relationship, you're having kids in another relationship, where's the time for these children? And, you know, that's the kind of, I think that's more where I want to guide it to, which is the effect it has on the kids, not so much the, you know, the mother's doing the thing or whatever, because not all the time is because they don't know how to control themselves down there. It could be other circumstances. I mean, I don't know. Everybody has their story. But I think it's an interesting topic because it happens a lot.
Yeah,
I know, you know, everybody I talk to at least knows a woman that has multiple baby daddies. So is this the fad? Like, is this something new? You know, like, what is it? Is it a style? Is it look cute? Like, I just want to touch on that, you know.
I think at the end of the day, it's that a lot of people are confused as to love at first sight. Statistics show that in order to really know someone before getting married, before getting serious with them, it takes more than 1 to 5 years. I mean, there are people that I know that have been in a relationship 4 or 5 years down the road, and they still don't really know one another. So before you choose to go ahead and have a child with this person, find out what that person is really all about. So, I mean, if you're having kids 3-4 years apart, and, you know, you knew the person for a while, and, I mean, when you think of a child, what is a child? A child is a product of someone's love. So somewhere, you know, for some people, I mean, I'm not talking for everyone, but somewhere along the line, you and this person connected in some type of way, and you felt that you were okay with having that child. I mean, me personally, I'm never going to say that my child was a mistake. I mean, I've made a lot of mistakes, but I got to that point in my life where I was like, it's either now or never. And like I said, it's different for the woman. It's different for the man. It's easier for the man to say, oh, you can't be having babies like this and that. Because when an accident happens like that and you end up getting pregnant, right off the bat, you get this connection. So
right.
You got to learn how to, you know, at the end of the day, it's your choice, but choose wisely. Take care of yourself and protect yourself until you really know what this person is about. If it doesn't work out down the line, it's not like it was, you know, you can't stop and say, hey, it was a one-night stand, or this is somebody that I knew for a while that I grew into a relationship with. This was the product of, you know, this was the outcome, and it didn't work out. And again, like I said, it all depends. It's all everybody's story is an individual story, and you can't sit there and judge.
Absolutely, but just, you know, for the ladies, I mean, let's just be a little more cautious, because how much connection can you, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on out there, and if you're connecting multiple times, guess what? You know, there's the higher chance that you can be catching multiple things. You know,
exactly.
You know. So it's just, you know, just to be cautious and, you know, no judgment. I'm not nobody to judge. I'm not standing here judging. I'm just, you know, stating that we just need to be a little more careful. I think I have Vicey Vice on the line, girl. I'm excited. About
oh, my.
Did you hear the song?
I heard the song. I saw the video. I was thinking about what you were saying earlier about, you know, going on with the movement and everything, but I think it's a fun song. I like it. I love the video, and I didn't think it was raunchy. I think it was just fun. And
yes.
Unfortunately, my neighbor's on a Saturday morning, so
You know, I don't support raunchy. You know, I don't support disrespect to women. Everybody knows that about me. I'm like the big advocate, like, hold on. But this is a fun song. I like it. I would dance to it. I love the video. I'm supporting it. I'm supporting him. You know, I'm just supporting it. And he's on the line. I'm so excited. I sound like Oprah now. Oh, my device is on. But I got other people. Let me get on the line. Either please stay listening because I want you to listen to the interview. So you're hanging out with us, right?
Yeah, I'm hanging out with you guys all night tonight.
Cool. That's what's up. All right. Let me go into... 240.
Oh, you're on with Emma E2K. What's up? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Just finishing doing a photo shoot. Had to call to support my sister. What's goody, man? So with that earthquake, Vice, Emma E2K, what up?
Yeah, you already know. I got him on the line. I just wanted to listen to all the love that we're giving him. Yes. He's going to have to stay holding on because I got to play the earthquake before I bring him on. You know what I mean? I'm already feeling excited. I haven't spoken to him yet. That's my dude, man. He is my dude. And they are going ham with this video. On the Queens Lounge group page, they're going crazy. They're saying Vice was popping, love is love, the trash should go diamond. Do you hear that? They want the song to go diamond. And the only way that can happen, you know, people got to support it, man. People got to support it. That's the only way that this is going to go diamond. So if that's how, you know, people truly feel, come on. I mean, you know, let's support the artists. We can't be complaining and not support. You know what I mean? So, sis, you hanging on because, you know.
I'm hanging on.
Man of the hour, but I got to play the song of the night. So you hanging with me? I know you was doing your video shoot and all that. Everything came out good. Love
over
there.
Nice.
The DMV area.
Yeah, love was love. You know what I'm saying? The photo shoot came out nice. You know what I'm saying? Fixes up will be up soon. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is. You know how we do.
Yes. And so it's two, let everybody know what it is. It's two what?
It's two chicks in a camera. The site is up. You can log on to www.2chicks.com. N-A, the letter N and the letter A, and a camera, twochicksandacamera.com. You can go and log on. You can see all the stuff, and then you can also check it out on your what. We got the mobile site, too, so check for it, man, and the app is coming soon, man. We ain't playing no games, man. And Vice, that earthquake is popping.
Yeah, man. He can hear you, but stay hanging on. Let me go to 917 real quick. Before I even go into the phone, because they have been on hold. Hold on. 917, I'm sorry, phone lines is crazy. Everybody know Vice is about to come home. 917, y'all with ME2K.
Yo, what's good?
What's goody? Is this my BFF?
This is your BFF, baby. Calling straight from the Boogie Down Bronx. Yo, yo, Lush, what's good? You said two chicks and a camera? Like, you just got me turned on. What's going on over here?
Oh, wait, let me turn on her mic.
That's
how they're
gonna do. Like, you gotta, what's going on? Two chicks and a
what's
camera.
What's up, Dave? What's up with you, Dave?
You
two chicks and a camera,
my,
man.
Yeah, you kind of turned me on with that. What's up? You're always doing that to me, man. Long pictures and all that. Like, what's going on, man? Two chicks and a camera. You know my mind just went wow right there. But anyway, you know, it's all love. You know, I got the comedy going. Can I comment first on the topic you guys were talking about?
Yeah. Let's do that, and then we're going to earthquake. And then I got Vicey Vice on the line, so I
yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. But check this out. First of all, you know, the new hustle of 2012 is having a baby and making a man's life miserable. You know what I'm saying? That's a new hustle. So
I'm done with
it. You know, it's a sad, but it's true. You know, like you know, that's where all these multiple baby daddies come from. Because they make that bad decision. They think that they got the dude because he got money. They're going to drop a baby. They're going to lock him down. And then the dude is not having that. He finds way around that. He'll deal with some child support and whatever. But then she go and look for the next dude. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And who's taking care of all these babies?
Right.
Who's taking care of all these babies? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just joking.
Right.
I know y'all trying to
kill
me right now.
David is stupid.
You're going to have problems. David is about to have problems.
Anyway, y'all, I love my women. I came from a woman. You already know all my business partners are women. Because you know what? I make money with women. When I do business with dudes, it turns into nothing.
Hello.
I want to give all my queens a fierce nail salute.
Yo, you know, I just want to say I'm calling because I'm like you know, if anybody knows me, I've been doing this music stuff for a long time, like 13 years. I've been doing promotions for over 15 years, and you know, being in the music business, I grew up with Vice Verse, and I am one that really, really, really believes in his talent. And I am behind him 100%. I'm actually working with him closely day to day, you know, setting up things for him. And, you know, yes, I'm still the Av. You know what I'm saying? The Av is behind, vice versa. We're going to try to take this as far as we can. It's never too late. You know, when someone has God-given talent and they're humble and they just deserve, you know, they just deserve it, man. And, you know, he deserves it. He deserves everything good that comes to him because He has a God-given talent, man, and he's just a beautiful person, man.
Absolutely, I agree. And he's, like, the most fun person in the world. If anybody ever get a chance to hang out with him, oh, my God, you're going to
he's a clown. He's a clown. And everybody could catch him August 10th. Yeah, I got to do my plug, and you already know. August 10th, we're going to have the third installment of the Puerto Rican Flags Up comedy show. And Vice Versa is going to be performing live, and we're going to have Imagine hosting it, the funniest Puerto Rican you ever seen in your life. Yeah, funnier than the guy that used to sell you the coupons in the corner. And let me tell you how, you know, you don't have to be Puerto Rican to come and be Puerto Rican that day. So just like the parade, you know, where everybody's Puerto Rican, you can come that day and just celebrate with us, man. We have a lot of great, you know, comedians. You know, why I did it like this? Because everybody's doing comedy shows. I'm just trying to, like, distinguish our stuff and do something different. And, you know, taking it to the next level. So all I got to say is, wepa!
Wepa! And I'm going to follow that with the only Vicey Vice Earthquake.
Yeah!
Mama, don't stop dancing till the dance floor's rocking. Feeling like the street.
a picture of that
earthquake. Yeah, I like the way you do it.
Down tonight at the Queen's Lounge. You're listening to LushRadioOnline.com with your sexy host, Emma E2K, man. And I have with me the one and only Vicey Vice, Mr. Earthquake himself. What a goodie. Everybody, you're on hold. I will go back to the lines once I finish with Vice. It is his time right now. So,
well, my friends, the time has come to raise the roof and have some fun. The way we were to be gone. Let the music play on. What's up, girl?
Oh, day.
What's the deal?
If nobody ever hung out with you, they better find you and stalk you like on Twitter and everywhere and hang out with you at least 10 minutes because they will never regret it. You're just like the most joyous person in the world. And even
I'm
if somebody's like pissed out and sad, they have to laugh. Like, you make them laugh. It's like no choice.
It's funny because I get two things always. I always get, I'm the Latin version of CeeLo Green. I'm always getting that.
Oh, okay.
That's a ritual phrase
that
I hear every day.
I get that every day.
The last person to call me that was Lumi D at the Puerto Rican Day Parade. She was like, dude, you remind me of CeeLo, and you give quite an impression. I was like, well, I try, you know what I mean? But the second thing I always get, they say, if you remind, they, everybody always tells me, you remind me of one of those happy church pastors in one of those, you know, the black American churches, you know what I'm saying, the down south churches, when they come in and they got their hair waxed to the side and their perms looking straight and sassy and, you know, smelling like gray flannel and everybody looking good, and he got the gold front, and they're like, hi, good morning, can we bow our heads? Yeah, everybody's like, yo, you got that vibe, you got that vibe. And I'm like, you know what, that's a good thing, because even though they look like that, even though no matter what you look like, they're given that inspiration, they're given that word of the day, they're given that godly love, you know what I mean? So I said, you know what? Either comedic or serious, it's a blessing to be, you know, to be labeled like that. You know, everybody always tells me I'm always free spirited, man, and I'm blessed. I believe in the power of God, and you know, it's true. If you haven't hung out with me, man, then your life is fucked up. Your life is just boring.
Yeah, you need it. You need a fix. You need a fix, a vibe. So no matter what you are, make sure if he comes into your town, please go see him, support him. You know, just don't, you know, I mean, you know, we need to spread his love around. So, girls, you know, be a little easy, but, you know, just a little taste. So, this song, let's get into this earthquake.
Okay.
I'm loving it.
Thank
I'm
you.
Loving it. The video I'm loving. You know I'm very into, you know, things that are positive and nothing disrespectful to women. I'm real funny when it comes to, you know, the word bitch being used in songs and, you know, degrading women. So, you know, with that being said, I support the video. I support the song. I think it's a fun song. It's not offensive at all. I like it. I will shake my booty to it. I did shake my booty to it. And I played it a couple of times, you know, and I love it. Let me read to you at the Queen's Lounge group page. You have some people here really liking it. You know, they're really feeling the song. So Yvette, that's on the line, she should be on the line. You know, she said too that your video, that you're killing it. You're killing it, the video and the song. Also, I got Carlos here from Brooklyn saying, Vice, what's popping? Love is love. That track should go diamond. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Respect, love,
that?
Love.
Diamond. That is so hot. And I'm just, you know, want to let everybody know that's listening, in order for him to go diamond, people, we have to support him. You know what I mean? We have to support him. We have to play the music. We have to, you know, for my, you know, fellow people that have their own station, their own shows, whatever, their own, you know, my own media people, you know, let's support him. You know, do write-ups on him, do his interviews, you know, support him. That's the only way he's going to go diamond. Let's support our talent because he's truly talented. I'm not just saying that because, you know, I know you, but because you are talented. I mean, the talent speaks for itself, so I don't really have to, you know, go any further with it. But What made you go with this particular song? Because I know you've been in the studio and you have, you know, other things. Why this song? Why exactly this song?
When I first worked on the song, I mean, basically, first and foremost, I want to address, like, all the, you know, I did have a couple of people that disliked it. You know what I'm saying? I basically wanted to just jot it down and narrow it that this record is in no way intended degrading any women. Yeah, I wrote it in fun. I wrote it for my women because I love women. I think women, without women, there will be no us. And basically, I wanted to have a little fun with it. I wanted to take it to the clubs. That's why when I mentioned, you know, when it make it bounce, clap, wiggle, till it's shaking the ground, I wanted to do something for the clubs, you know. And basically, I want to just, like, narrow it down straight up. This record, Earthquake, is meaning no matter what shape, form, or fashion a woman is, whatever ground she walks on, she's an earthquake. She makes the ground crack. She sends rubbles everywhere. And basically, that's what I wanted to just let people know. You know what I mean? That's why I made it funny for the video, but I always, you know, as you can see, I had thick girls in my video. I had a skinny girl in my video. I had a sexy girl dancing in my video. Like, I wanted to do the pure essence of a woman, you know, not in a raggedy style. I don't curse in my records, you know what I mean? And I don't curse on stage when I perform. I'm right to the book. I want to be generous. When I perform, I like to keep it comedian because I love children so much. I want children to idolize me. I want children to see me like, you know, every performer doesn't have to be the same, especially for us Latin people that we don't get too much shine, but when we do, people, like, really appreciate it. And people take, you know, people take that very, like, much in consideration. They be like, okay, cool, you know what, he's having his fun, and that's what you got to respect, you know what I mean? So basically, you know, going back to the record, I wrote it in fun. You know, I wrote it in fun. I dedicated it to a friend of mine who one day just started clapping in front of me. She started booty clapping in front of me. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're doing that. I didn't know you had that talent. So every now and then, like after a while, I made fun of her. Every time she walked around me or walked close to me, I would act like I'm, you know, there's an earthquake and I would fall on the floor. She was like, oh, you stupid, you stupid, you stupid. So I'm like, you know what, one day I'm going to write a song and I'm going to call it Earthquake. And sure enough, man, it came to me one day, and yeah, here it is. You know what I'm saying? There it is. And
awesome. So who helped you out on this song, like the track? Any producers? Anybody we know?
No, definitely. I want to give a big shout out to two of my closest, Mr. Ricky Crespo. Mr. Ricky Crespo is one of the most incredible programmers and one of the best producers, DJs, I mean, I've ever encountered. He worked with me in prior group, you know, in my prior group, MVP. He worked on the Rocky Body record. He worked on both albums with me and Stagga. And he continues to shine, man. He's definitely, you can definitely find him on Facebook, on Twitter. The other producer that was involved in Earthquake was my man, Nick D'Amelio. We call him Silent Nick. And you know, he's my Italian source for the record, you know what I'm saying? He's my Italian connection. So big up to Nick, to Silent Nick and Ricky Crespo. They both produced the record. I wrote the record, and it was a great vibe working from both, you know, from both fields.
Awesome. Now, can you shout out the ladies on the video?
Definitely. No, absolutely. The girls, first and foremost, before I get choked to death, because I know they will find me and they will choke me, I want to give a big shout out to the hairstylist and the makeup artist, my girl Elba Henriquez, and my girl Francine, my girl Frenchie. They're on Facebook. They're going to kill me because I don't remember their names on Facebook, but you can definitely find them. Elba Henriquez and Frenchie, they're on my friends list on Facebook. They're incredible. They did the makeup, and they make these girls look beautiful. They make these girls look sexy, and I wanted to give a big shout-out. The girls in the video, I want to give definitely a big kiss and a hug to Priscilla Velasquez. She's also on my Facebook. She's an incredible dancer. She's the one with the little booty shorts doing her thing, and she's the one traveling around me with the black cat suit. She's very talented. She just did Smooth Magazine, so I want to big her up on that. And, you know, she's doing her thing. I want to big up Stephanie Dominique, who's from upstate. She's my big booby girl in the video. Very pretty. She was also in my Bounce video when I was down with Stag. My girl Flo. I forgot the name of the other girls, but I wanted to give a shout out to them because I only met them once. I met them that day of the shoot. They brought them to me.
Oh.
I didn't really get a chance to be introduced, but I saw their beauty. I put them in the video, and everything was working. Oh, and especially my girl from Urban Latino. She's a great actress as well. Her name is Lisa Marie Gilletti. And she's the one in the black dress with the, you know, with the heavy rack, with the sexy rack, and she's real pretty. She's done a lot of stuff. She did Notorious, the movie. She's got a lot of credentials, you know what I mean? But she came and showed me love on the video, and I couldn't thank them enough. And they're basically the reason why, you know, this video did so well, you know, and people are still barking at me for the record, you know what I mean? So big up to them.
Definitely big up to them, you know, because to have a good product, there's always got to be a collab of talented people that
Absolutely.
See the same vision, you know what I mean,
Absolutely.
In order for this to work. So I'm glad that everybody was in tune and, you know, this was able to, you know, to be born. And I know you're so proud. It's like a little baby right now, right? Earthquake.
Yeah, no, this is my landmark. This is basically where it's at right now. I mean, I'm glad I bought these ideas to these cats, and I said I wanted to work on something. Outside of Vice, because, you know, everybody knows me for being a soul singer and always being on the R&B tip. But I said, you know what, I want to take it a little bit different. You know, I want to step outside that R&B, you know, the R&B shadow of mine. I want to step outside of my box, and I want to keep it, you know, I want to do something a little free. So I want to have fun with it. And I said, you know, look, I got a girl's record, but it's nowhere near nasty. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just feel like it can be played anywhere. And when I brought the idea to them, they felt it. They were like, you know what, let's rock. Let's see what we can get. You know what I mean? And, you know, right now I'm under the works of thinking of, I'm going to work on a remix for Earthquake. And I'm thinking of putting, I'm going to get my little team, which is my girl Lumi D, and I'm probably going to throw my girl Mala Rains in there. You know what I mean?
Nice.
So they can just,
shout out to
you know,
both of them. Shout out to Lumi D and Mala Rains. Definitely their homegirls.
Yeah, I want to put them in there. You know what I'm saying? Let them, you know, let them earthquake it out, and, you know, so that people could see, like, they're just, you know, let them shine on, and let them explain and express their, you know, their meaning for Earthquake, and let them shine, and let them, you know, send rubbles all over the world. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a good thing. It's in the works.
No, absolutely. Now, I mean, you know, the video's popping, the music popping, and, you know, you got a great team and you got a great product together. But let me rewind it a little bit more further. You being an independent artist, how hard has it been to get to this point? Because people sometimes, you know, they hear a good record, they're like, oh, that was easy. He just sat there and he sang and the song is out. Can you explain to the up-and-coming artists how hard is the struggle to actually, you know, get a record played?
Absolutely.
Because prior to this, you've been on, you know, you've toured and everything. So
yeah. Well, basically, first and foremost, you need God. You know, you need God, you know, whether you're in a group, whether you're signed, whether you're not signed, you need God. And God is your focal point. It should always be your focal point when you're into things like this. And I've always, you know, I've always been very, very religious when it comes to, you know, sharing my, you know, like expressing my dream and letting my dream shine. It has been, I'm not going to say, there's an expression in Spanish, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to express in English, but there's a saying in Spanish that says, Dios aprieta, pero no ahorca. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically saying God will press it hard, but God won't choke. You know what I mean? And
right.
Basically, he'll put you through all kinds of obstacles, and it's up to you to overcome them. You know what I'm saying? But still in all, he got your back no matter what. So I believe in the power of God. Definitely, you need that. Second, I always want to tell everybody who's coming into this as a new cat, as a new jackal experience this for the very first time, number one, this is 99% business and 1% fun. You know what I'm saying? You have to keep your head straight business, and you got to keep your face in your mind. You got to keep focused. You got to stay focused at all times. I've been on three labels. Being on MVP with Stagger, we were on three labels. And sadly to say, you know, things went wrong and things didn't work out. Being like having the blessing to travel all over the world, that's a blessing all on its own. The record did what it did, and still, you know, I'm still happy that I did it. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of regret that I would have, but, you know, that's a totally different story all on its own. But I was happy. I was blessed to go all over the world, share my talent with the world, and I still keep in contact with people. And, you know, some of my people in London are loving Earthquake. They're loving the video. And basically, they're just, you know, they're waiting for it to marinate a little bit. And hopefully I'll be on my way back, you know, starting this new thing on my own as a solo artist. Being with a group, there's a lot of decisions, there's a lot of options. And, you know, that's just one thing that's just natural for group members. You know, there's been great groups like the Temptations and the Four Tops and the Dells who've gone through their tribulations. And still, all in all, they came, you know, they overcame, and, you know, they became stars out of it. You know what I mean? And that's when you're on to your way to be a star, when you put your true stuff and your true feelings into a record, and it becomes more meaningful. So that's why I try to give it. I try to give a little bit of everything. I can do just about anything. That's why, you know, right? Like, everybody calls me Mr. Do It All, because, you know, basically on my characters, a lot of people didn't know that I was Puerto Rican on the record Rock Your Body. And I, you know, when they found out I was Puerto Rican, they were like, wow. That reggae-style hooking that you did was just amazing. And basically that all just came, you know, part of growing up and listening to all kinds of music and following music. I mean, if I could find a true music lover like myself, then, you know, then basically I did something good, you know what I mean? But for any upcoming artist, yeah, man, follow God, you know, read. You know, it's always good to read. You know, buy yourself some music books. Learn what you need to know. Learn this business, because it's so tainted right now, and nothing will ever be the same. You know what I'm saying? Labels, there are no such labels anymore. It's not what it used to be. You know, and the evolution, it just keeps changing all over the place. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm blessed to, you know, come back. I'm back, and I'm starting slow, and it's not going to be easy. But you know what? If I got to lose sleep, you know what? I'll sleep when I die. But, you know, this time around, I'm definitely going for the big win. You know what I'm saying? And I know that I can prove it to myself. And I can, you know, I could prove it to others, you know, who actually thought that, you know, who basically were trying to tell me, hey, man, listen, you know what? You don't really have an image. You know, you don't really have what it takes. It doesn't really, you know, this record is not going to really pop you off. And I'm like, okay, you know, hey, it's all good. You know, that just makes me work a lot harder. I don't take anything. I'm humble. I didn't, you know, get upset about it. Hey, you know what? It's just hard work. You know what? I believe in myself. I'm not worried about anything. So
you have to. Real quick, because we got like a minute more to the show. I wish I had more time with you. And the phone lines is bananas and crazy. I don't know if people want to give you a shout out or not. And they're going to kill me. But I want to give you a website, which is iamviceverse.com. Please make sure you check it out. Follow him on the Twitter, which is The Talented One. I'm going to spell it. D-A. Follow the letter D and the number one. Please make sure you follow him on Twitter. Support him. Please support this talent. I mean, he's just bananas. Just listening to the song, his music, listening to his story, You know, everybody's always complaining and saying, oh, nobody supports me. Turn around and support somebody else, and maybe somebody will support you back. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank
well,
you,
first
guys,
and foremost, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for giving me the time and opportunity to shine. And, you know, without you guys having these outlets and these little plugins like this, us little artists, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't have a way to express themselves. So I want to thank you for being my sister, and I want to thank Lush as well, you know, my candy girls. And, you know, big up to Dave, the Av, my man Eddie Acero, my role manager. I want to thank my man K7 and my family, my believers, my supporters. I love you all. If you know, charge it to my head, not my heart. And keep on listening.
Thank
and
you.
Hopefully, you know, YouTube, baby. Vice Things,
yes,
YouTube.
Yes, Facebook.
I love
thank
you, Mama.
You,
God
everybody.
Bless you. Thanks for the opportunity, baby. I'll see you soon.
Yes.
We'll have lunch.
Thank you. I will. Thank you. Sorry for the call. I'm sorry. We ran out of time. I'll see if I can even get them next week. Just hit me up on the Facebook and let me know. Peace and blessings to all.
Got you, baby.
See you next
God
week.
Bless you,
peace.
Mama.